kind of trembling, and it feels like a holy awe and fear because there's such a beauty in this community, and it's something new and different, and it's hard to put words to, but you've seen it. And I felt like today was meant to be like a taste and see. Like, it's hard to say what this community is. It's hard to define it. I feel like God said, there's not a blueprint for this, Lene. Just follow me. Just follow me. Don't compare yourself to anything that's out there. I'm doing a new thing. And it's relationships. It's a ligament relationships. It's a mutual exchange of life. It's friendship. And it's spiritual growth together and accountability and calling out the gold. The things that Jen gave you examples of, they're things that can only really be captured in story and in testimony, and it's hard to really put it down in nuts and bolts. But I will share a couple practical things, and I'm just going to pray. Oh, God, I love you. Thank you for Jen. Thank you for her story. Thank you that she represents one out of many women with incredible testimonies, incredible gifts, incredible stories of healing and breakthrough. Thank you that that you brought us together and that we truly are better together. And we just make room for you, Jesus. We make room for you. Just have your way. This is yours. We're not building something for ourselves. This is not the work of our hands. We want to be about the Father's business here, Jesus. And so you're our King, and my eyes are on you. Lead the way through this time. I just ask you, just give me the words to communicate what needs to be communicated right now. Because we're doing this together, and this is yours, and it's for you, and it's for your glory. And we're just partnering with you. We're just saying yes, and we can't help but be blessed in exchange. We can't help but benefit, God, when we partner with you, when we say yes to what you have for us. Have your way, God. Amen. Okay. I'm going to look at my... I don't have notes. I don't have notes to look at. I have a schedule to look at that would probably be good to keep an eye on. Because when it came to this moment, I've got just a few minutes to talk to you about, like, what is this Freedom House? By the way, that's who's hosting this. It's Freedom House. It is an official nonprofit organization. Praise Jesus. Like, we're getting all our ducks in a row and we've become official. So like Jen shared, we started as a community, started as people that were doing sessions with me, which turned into hearing a lot of people who would say, like, I can see some of your faces. And I remember y'all saying, like, I love what God's doing in me, and I'm growing and I'm seeing breakthrough and, spiritually, you know, experiencing all kinds of amazing things, but I don't have anyone to share it with. I go to, my different places of worship and community, and there's life there. I'm there for a reason, but I can't really share this, and I can't really fully share my struggle, and I also can't really fully share my victory because they think it's weird, or they just don't know what to do with it. And I kept hearing that from lots of different people. They were like, I love what God's doing in me, but I don't have anyone to share it with. And I would love if I could just let someone know, like, what God showed me in my session, and they wouldn't think I was weird. They would just, like, cheer me on and hold me accountable and help me grow, you know? And so I started thinking, oh, well, okay, let's do small groups then. Let's connect these amazing women, because God kept bringing really incredible women my way. Like, women that, they could be my moms. They're amazing. Like, they've been doing life longer than me. Many of them, and have their own spiritual testimony and their own like accreditations and skills and doing amazing things for Jesus. But for some reason, he's bringing them to me because I'm just, I don't know why, but because I say yes, and I'm passionate to help people hear his voice. And so I'll just like make an introduction and get out of the way. Not that they didn't know him, but an introduction to a conversation and a lifestyle of conversation. And so he just started entrusting me with these amazing women, and I thought, I need to get these amazing women together so they can bless each other. They can just tell each other their stories of that, you know, God's giving them all this wisdom, like relational wisdom, and like dreaming with him and setting goals and how to get out of jobs they're unhappy in, like step by step, you know, and how to have breakthrough in their marriage and how to deal with physical health, all this stuff. And I'm like, if I could just get them together and they can just kind of swap notes, right? Like this is what God's been teaching me about my health, or this is what he's been teaching me about my marriage, or this is what he's been teaching me to do with, you know, my anxiety. And so we started doing small groups, and then the small groups were going so well, I started dreaming about getting all the small groups together in one place. I'm like, oh, these small groups, you know, they're 5-ish people, but there were several of them and several of their clients. And I was like, what if they could bring their friends into a space where we could just encounter God all day long? It's not just an hour and a half once a month. It's not just your coaching session once a month, but we can actually just have a whole day with him. And so that's kind of how this community, what it is how this community was born, is many people saying yes to that. My best friend Jenny coming alongside and saying, yes, I will do this retreat with you, because I couldn't have done it without you, you know? And I remember telling her my dream, and she was like, yes, like I'll help you make that happen. I had three friends that said yes. Daphne, you're another one. And praise God. And Tori. Tori's like, me too. She said yes. Oh man. And she was 12 at her first one. Yeah. Giving out little prophetic drawings. Jen, do you have yours with you?
I do.
Yeah. Aww. She was drawing heart art at her first, just prophetic pictures that were making grown women fall. And many of us still have ours because it was incredible. Anyway, so just a few women came around me and said, yeah, we'll help you do this. And that's the retreat that Jen was talking about 6 years ago. And from that, there was just this momentum that grew, and that was just a day. And then we're like, oh, what about a weekend? What could God do in a weekend? You know? And then I was like, let's do it again, you know? So we have retreats 2 or 3 times a year, and usually when it's cooler. Sorry about the weather, y'all, but at least, you know, it's not 100 like Daphne said or someone said. But anyway, so we started doing retreat to retreat, small groups. I started doing trainings for listening prayer and inner healing ministry. The women that were coming were actually finding such a momentum on their life that they were like, I want to learn how to do this. Like, I don't just want to receive. I want to be equipped to help people to hear from God and to deal with their pain and to incorporate God into everyday life. And so we started doing classes and courses. And anyway, out of that, this community has grown. And that's really what we're presenting to you today. Initially, like the first retreat was like a small group of friends and something born out of a coaching practice. What's happening now is born out of a community. It's not just me and a few friends. It's a community of women. You've heard from a few of them. You won't get to hear from all of them just because of time. But they could all come up here and bring something powerful. We just, you know, we're led by the Holy Spirit who spoke today. But hopefully you'll come to another thing or an online call and you'll hear from all of them. Because it's not about any one person. This is the body, and we have different gifts and we have different messages and we have different passions and different skills and different wisdom. And so our heart is that everybody has a voice and that it's a place to give and to receive. And when Jen said that, she used to laugh that I would say, come as a gift, bring yourself as a gift into this space, because I would say that a lot before a retreat, because I really meant it with all of my heart, that every new person that comes, like, come as the gift that you are, because we know we have something to receive from you, right? And you're usually really interactive. And people, brand new people, you know, come in and bring their wisdom and bring their testimony and bring a question that, like, rocks us and makes us really think about something or re-examine something. Today, because we just have a few hours together, it's not as interactive, but usually it is. And so, Jenny, if you can put that web page up, I will quickly go through what I'm talking about when I'm talking about opportunities to connect with us. And I want to say, like, I felt like some of you would come in and experience this and say, this feels like home and like an answer to a prayer. And if that's you, then I want you to know there's a space for you here. And it's not like, oh, wow, we have so much to offer you. It's like, no, come in as a gift, and we want to learn about you, and we want to hear your story, and we want to receive from who you are, and we want to experience a mutual exchange. That's what I think community ought to be, a mutual exchange, right? I did ministry for a long time before I was doing this, planted a couple churches, and did a lot of inner healing prayer and led women's groups. And I got to a point where I realized this isn't a mutual exchange. This is all me always being the strong one, and I don't have any friends. And it was an awakening, and it was my fault. And I decided I was doing things differently. We took a little break and went to California and lived there for about a year and just received from God, just refreshing and really a realignment. And he taught me who I was apart from my gifts. And he showed me that I could just be a gift. It wasn't about my gifts. And he taught me that that I needed to surround myself with people who were gifts, and that there would be a mutual exchange, always. Now, sometimes someone's weak and someone's strong. And so, like with my best friend Jen, like sometimes I'm the one that needs encouragement and a listening ear, and sometimes she is, right? And we're not keeping tabs, but there's a mutual exchange of life in our connection. And that's what I'm looking for now in every relationship. Like, I have permission to do that. Did you know that? I thought as a Christian and as a minister and as a leader, I just didn't know that I had permission to expect that there would be a flow of life back and forth. I thought it was all me pouring out. But you can't outgive God. And so when you're walking in his way and his will in real relationships, there is a mutual exchange of life. And I think that's the foundation of this community, is that we will pour in, but we will also be humble enough to receive, right? And we know that we can be on both sides of the table. So I want to say, yeah, if you're, after experiencing today, you're like, I want to be around these guys more. I want to learn a little bit more. There's easy ways to engage, and that's what this website's about. So our house is, the organization is Freedom House Network, and one way to engage is monthly Zoom gatherings, and we're going to have one next Thursday, because we meet on the first Thursday of the month. I will email you guys an invitation, and this is totally free. This is just like an expression of our heart. We really felt God said it is time to open your doors and let people experience the beauty of the kingdom that's here. So every first Thursday, you can join a Zoom, and you're going to hear from these different ladies. You see some of their pictures. Sorry, y'all. It was a screenshot. Might not be the most flattering picture, but you recognize your faces. Maybe these women will all be pouring into you and looking forward to hearing your voice. Okay, that's just once a month. We do home gatherings from time to time. I travel full time, so that's just a seasonal kind of a thing. But these women do gather in their homes and have their own community too. All right, keep going. Just go through that. I'm not going to get into all that. I'll share the vision about that later. There's a bigger vision. The idea is, just leave it right there, Jen. The idea is that one person at a time, we're taking kingdom territory for Jesus. That every house is a Freedom House. So Freedom House isn't like this necessarily. Freedom House is my house. And Freedom House is Amanda's house, and Lisa's house, and Jenny's house, and Daphne's house. And that's why we named it this. Like, God was very clear that it's all of our houses and that he's bringing freedom to every home. So as we come together to fellowship and experience our own breakthrough through prayer and hearing God's voice and interacting with him in relational ways and calling out the goal, the things that Jen demonstrated in her testimony, she's bringing freedom to her house. Like, it's affected her home, her marriage, right? And many of us have stories like that, that as we linked arms in community, it brought healing and breakthrough and freedom to our home. Now, she shared, it's not a straight line there, something, right? Like, people are messy. Her husband wasn't suddenly cured because she's part of our fellowship. That's not how life works. But she had people there to help her overcome. And I think that's really what it's about, right? Jesus said, in the world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome. We're helping one another overcome the trouble, and not just like overcome and come out better and stronger, right? And so that's the vision. That's why we're calling it Freedom House, is that our heart is that every one of your homes would be a Freedom House, right? That as you pursue God, it can only be a blessing for your home and for your family. And so we do intercession and things like that, but that's okay, Jen. Just keep going because I need to hurry through this. Another way to connect is, you heard Jen mention retreats. And so those are weekend gatherings where we do similar things to this but under much cooler circumstances. I'm sorry, it's so hot. We didn't want to turn anyone away. And a couple really practical people told me it's going to get warm if we don't limit the number. But I was like, I don't want to turn anyone away. So, and as soon as, anyway, God just brought you here because you're meant to be here. Thank you for your patience with the heat. But yeah, this this October. When is the retreat? October
25th.
Say it again?
25th through 27th.
October 25th through the 27th is going to be our next retreat. So as a follow-up, I should have all of your emails if you signed yourself up for this. You'll get an email, and it will be inviting you to this retreat. And it's going to be in the hill country, and it's going to be cool, and we're cool enough to light a fire, hopefully, in late October, hopefully, and have hot drinks, and be cozy. We're going to stay in nice cabins and enjoy good food and live worship presented by Tori, the amazing Tori. You enjoyed that. There will be a lot more of that. Just following the Spirit, hearing from one another, sitting in His presence, having fun, going to Fredericksburg to shop. So that's coming up really soon. So I will share details. So a few ways to connect are our monthly calls, totally free, or to come to a retreat. We do have to charge for those because they're expensive, but we do our best. They're like, we do them beautiful. You know, Cindy, you've been to so many. Those are the two main ways right now that are just open to y'all. And I think I'll leave it there. So, Jesus. Oh, right, there's one more thing. I'm going to pray while you get that up, Jenny. He reminded me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. I just want to give you a moment. That's a lot of information. That's our story. Some of it makes sense to you. Some of it doesn't. But now you know a little bit about who we are. And I just want to take a minute for you to just kind of sit with Jesus in your own heart. Just kind of ask your heart, like, is this something you're hungry for, this community? Just give yourself a minute to be honest about your desire, about your need. Totally okay if the answer's no. I just want to give you a pause to think. Even check in with Holy Spirit. Like, Holy Spirit, are you calling me to engage with this community? Is this something you're providing for me? And I know you guys, there's all kinds of amazing communities that exist. And we're not trying to pull you away. Many of these women are part of other churches. Like that, this is a multi-denominational, multi-church group. We're not, like, stay in your church. This is not about that. But just ask Jesus, is this something you're providing for me, this community? I just bless you with courage to hear the answer, because community is scary, like Jen shared. We've all been hurt by community. And even when it's great, it still challenges us and calls us higher. There's a cost. But what's the cost of not engaging is another question worth exploring. Can you give me a moment just to soak in what your heart's calling out for? Maybe make a note in your journal if you need to explore it a little bit more later. You know, maybe it's like, I want to say yes, but I'm scared. Or I'm just not sure. Just make a note. Make a note of what your heart's saying. Make a note of what you're sensing from the Spirit. Don't have to make any decisions right now. And I do want to bless the communities that you have, the relationships that you have. Let them, God, I pray they'd be a place of life. I pray that they would find champions, just women to cheer them on, women to fight for them, to fight for their true identity and to fight for wholeness. And for your story, like when Jen said, no, this isn't my story. I pray you surround these women with other women who will fight for them, for their story, like the one you wrote, God. Wherever that is. Because we're better together, we're stronger together. We pray that we'd be one as we are, as Jesus is one. God, I pray for oneness in your body. That we'd unlock your beauty and your glory from within one another, so we can spread your face all over the earth. Show us who around us is helping us do that. Who's fighting for you? Who's your champion, y'all? Who's encouraging you? Who's calling out the gold? Where's there a mutual exchange of life? Like, lean into that. It's worth the cost. And then this final slide is just if you want to sow into this ministry, that's a link. Many of y'all came and enjoyed this. There's no price tag, there's no obligation. But if you want to help sow in so we can keep doing what we're doing, that's a link to do that. There's also one at the table so you can do it later. There's also a basket. And again, just be led by the Holy Spirit. Like, we're doing this. It's happening. He's building his house. If you want to sow in, we would value that. We would really, really value that, that just investment into this new thing that God's doing. So Jesus, receive our offering of gratitude, of finances, of our heart, of our yes. Thank you that you're receiving so many different offerings today. Be honored. Be honored by our yes, whatever it looks like. Be honored by our honest yes, because you're worthy of it, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, guys. Amanda's going to come up now.